Thank the Greek and Hungarian delegation for the comment. We are seriously disturbed by the situation in the areas densely inhabited by national minorities, where children grow in closed, exclusively mother tongue speaking environment, and where the state language is very uncommon. The recently adopted law on education guarantees the right of national minorities to learn their language and study in it. At the same time, the purpose of the Article 7 of the law is to ensure that children from national minorities obtain a sufficient level of Ukrainian as the state language to exercise their constitutional rights. We cannot agree that knowledge of the state language is an excessive burden. It is vital in order to ensure further access to education and job market. The national minorities preserve the right to study in preschool and primary education in native languages, along with learning Ukrainian as a subject. In basic and upper secondary school, along with the development of the state language competence, bilingual education could be introduced and a range of subjects could be taught in EU languages. The indigenous people who do not have any other state but Ukraine to develop their language will retain a possibility of 100% study in native language. The law is in line with our international commitments ratified by Ukraine, first and foremost with the Framework Convention for the Protection of National Minorities. Ukraine will seriously consider the recommendations of the Venice Commission on Article 7. Meanwhile, we work bilaterally with our neighboring partners on implementation modalities of the law. A respective declaration on cooperation in this matter has already been signed with Poland, and we continue negotiations on such a document with Bulgaria and Romania. At the same time, we deeply regret that Hungary has officially rejected this instrument of dialogue. Thank you.